320 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Of course, you can check his column out every Sunday in the Times Record. And we're looking today at unemployment numbers, John.
Yes, we are, and we don't like the numbers we see this morning, and neither does the market. Of course, Thursday morning we get the number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time the previous week. We were expecting a drop, and we saw a significant increase. In fact, it was 500,000 people. We were expecting it to come in about 470 to 475, which would have been a drop from last week. The market doesn't like it. In fact, the Dow futures were up about 50 points before that announcement at 730, and now they're down about 20 or 25 points. So doesn't like those numbers. So the numbers continue to be about the focus continues to be on jobs, and the numbers are not encouraging, unfortunately. And we saw something yesterday afternoon that just kind of illustrates what a strange time we live in, and that was the initial filing by GM, it used to be General Motors, some people say it's Government Motors, filing the S-1 document. That's a 700-page document they filed with the SEC, saying that they're going to have a public offering of their stock. Now, what's strange about this is this document listed pages and pages and pages of risks to this offering, but didn't indicate how many shares they were going to issue or when they were going to issue those. The market value of GM would have to be about $70 billion after the IPO just to pay back their stakeholders, which are primarily the U.S. government, which has 61% of the company. And a lot of people have forgotten that they also owe a substantial amount to the Canadian government and to the United Auto Workers Health Care Trust. Now, they're going to list themselves on the exchanges here in the U.S. under the old ticker symbol of GM, but they're also going to list themselves on the Toronto Exchange in Canada. If you look at some of the risks that are listed in that S-1 filing document, they talk about the Volt. Everyone got so excited about the Volt, which is that electric car that's going to sell for about $40,000 and only go 40 miles. But they say here that, quote, the Volt requires battery technology that has not yet proven to be commercially viable. Now, that's really encouraging if you want to buy a Volt. They also, among the risks they identify, say that the new CEO and the CFO both have, quote, no outside automotive industry experience. So, you know, I can't recommend things on the air, but you might want to read that document carefully if you're thinking about loading up on GM stock here in a few weeks when it comes out. We do have some earnings numbers out last night and today, one of them being Sears. And, of course, we have to remind ourselves that Sears is really Kmart. That is, Eddie Lampert several years ago bought Kmart out of bankruptcy and then used Kmart as the tool by which to buy Sears. Same-store sales at Kmart down 1.4%. That's the first time in three quarters. Same-store sales at Sears down about 2.8%. However, the company cut their loss by about half. And before we criticize them for those same-store sales numbers being down, just remember that we reported a couple of days ago that Walmart's same-store numbers in the U.S. were down for the, I think it was the fifth consecutive quarter. But one bit of really bright news, and that is that Deere & Company reported a 47% increase in their third quarter profits. They raised their forecast for the farm income stuff that they sell in the U.S. and in South America. And they point out that they're also seeing a rebound in sales demand for construction equipment. So at least there is some good news to talk about this morning.
Well, a reporter yesterday was talking about the stock market yesterday, and they kind of misspoke. They first said that the market ended with a plus, and then they correct themselves. It ended with a pulse, or the reverse. It was either one way or the other, but they were right both times.
Well, it's funny, Bill, some of the things that are coming out to describe what's going on, because we've always referred to the bull and the bear. Well, now there's a third animal that's being used to describe what's going on in the market, and it's the wolf. So now we have the bull, the bear, and the wolf that are used to describe which kind of market we've got on a day-by-day basis.
And it sounds like that Volt could use some help from Baldor.
That's a good point.
All right, John. Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. John Taylor, financial advisor with Stern, AG & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Now, you can reach him by calling 479-782-2527.